Feedback. For example, I really enjoyed your story, The Book in the Bag, in the January 1997 issue. It was a reminder to me of the importance of setting a good example. Living in a small town and being the only member of the church at my high school, I sometimes forget how important my example is to my peers. If they see me choose the right, I feel that I've accomplished the task of being a good representative of my church. Lives can be changed by example, and your story helped to remind me of that. Juliana Truesdell, Cheboygan, Michigan. Unique wallpaper. I thought I'd write to express how grateful I am for your awesome magazine. I totally love it. I read it the day I get it and end up waiting a month to get the next one. I'm also a huge Mormon ad lover. At home, I have more than 250 of them on the walls of my room, starting with Mormon ads from 1974. I've used them as great missionary tools. Debbie King, Kanazawa, Ishikawa, Japan. A little reminder. I just like to say thank you so much for putting the mini Mormon ad posters in the new era. I have a little stand in my room, and each week I put up a different Mormon ad to look at. They remind me to do what they say. Stacy Henke, Orem, Utah. Catchy thoughts. I just want to thank you for the Mormon ads which you publish in each issue of the new era. I love them. I have cut them out of each issue and put them on my bedroom door so I can see them each day. The catchy thoughts stay with me and come in very handy when I am faced with various situations. My favorite Mormon ad has a picture of Jesus Christ on it that says, "You are never alone," April 1994. The Mormon ad reminds me every time I see it that Jesus is always with me and helping me with whatever problem I may be facing. Dustin C. Burton, Ivins, Utah. Hardly easy. The story that really touched me was Time Bomb, January 1997. I could especially relate to that story because I recently filled out my missionary papers. I felt as if the story had been written for me. It is easy to fill out your mission papers, but it is a little hard to deal with the problems or concerns that come after receiving your mission call. I am so thankful for the gospel, for that story, and for the great job you do with the new era. Elder Mario A. Padilla, Morristown, New Jersey Mission. Useful. Recently, my companion and I had been out tracting in some very cold weather. We weren't having any success, and it was extremely discouraging. When we came home for lunch, I picked up the February 1997 issue and read, "What's the use?" I felt much like the elder in the story. Serving a mission isn't the easiest thing in the world to do, but when I read Alma's words, it gave me so much hope and courage to work harder and endure while I'm serving the Lord. Elder Brad Sorensen, Columbus, Ohio Mission. Note, the New Era welcomes your letters. Send them to Feedback, New Era Magazine, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of note. End of Feedback.